Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're cold. I'm trying to make some plans to counter the cold. One guy that's never cold, always hot. Our guy Barstool Nate joins us now. Hello, Nate Diggy Dog. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, it's a little cold for you, JP. You going to be okay?
It's cold for B. Mitch. You going to say that to him?
B. Mitch is a man.
Yeah, he's cold, so I'm cold.
He's a survivor, though, B. Mitch.
Yeah, I'm going to fight through it. I'm going to fight through it, man. I'm not going to talk about it on air.
Someone needs to take the whole plane.
As they sit in his house in his heat.
Yeah. Actually, you're just the guy I need to talk to, Nate. Okay. I've hurt my foot.
Oh.
What do I do?
He fell off a curb like you did.
Nah, I was jogging on a treadmill, and it hurts, and it hasn't stopped hurting since. What do I do?
You exercised for the first time in 15 years before yesterday, so that doesn't happen to you.
I love that routine.
Tape it up, man.
I exercise fairly regularly. It dissipates some in football season, but I go to the gym 2-3 times a week. I'm not on some crazy, you know, protein steroid plan like you to go from 158 to 163, but I still exercise.
5 pounds? That's just a hot dog or two.
That's 5 pounds of muscle you're talking about.
He's getting that eating those glizzies.
Glizzy Goblin Nate Dog. All right, some kind of news this morning that I think is an interesting jump-off point for us to have a conversation. The Bears have fired Shane Waldron. They hired Waldron to be their offensive coordinator from Seattle, where the offense was fairly stagnant. They brought him in to work with Caleb Williams. Clearly, it's a disaster. I think Eberflus was not the right guy to coach that whole situation, but it's a self-preservation league, B, and Eberflus is firing the OC to try to keep his job. That's how this thing works. Much has been made about the Bears talking to Kingsbury and deciding to go with Waldron instead. Mm-hmm. The Raiders also talked to Kingsbury. They decided to go with the guy Luke Getsy.
Well, they decided because Maggie rolled in and persuaded him to come here.
Well, both those guys have been fired. Getsy and now Waldron. There was a lot of angst. A lot of analytical people were saying that Cliff wasn't the right guy for the job. Nate, how do you feel about Cliff at this point through 10 games?
How do I feel about Cliff? I'm ready to build him a statue. Like, it is one of those hires that has already paid off in only 10 weeks. It was the smart hire, the correct hire. It was everything we could have imagined it to be and more. And I think it was easy when he was hired to be skeptical because he did come with some coaching baggage and people had preconceived notions and thoughts about who he was as a coach. And I think he has dispelled all of those preconceived notions from all the haters and the negativity. And I think he has proven that he is one of the more elite offensive coordinators in the league. And I hope we can hold on to him and he does not become the Chicago Bears head coach next season.
If I was Cliff, I wouldn't take the Bears job. Now, maybe working with Caleb is appealing enough. Brian, you know this league. You know that Cliff is getting paid by the Cardinals through 2026. So it's not like a lack of cash here.
Yeah.
How interested in new jobs would you be if you're Kingsbury?
Well, if I'm Kingsbury, the only new job I'm going to take is where I'm going to go in with all control. He's in a position right now where he can wait or he can tell him, give me a blank check and let me write down what I want. Plus, I want to have control of this, that, and the other. But if you don't give me control, and I'm not working with a guy like a Caleb, I'm not leaving Jaden. I'm damn sure not going to make a move straight to the left or the right. You know what I mean? That ain't happening.
Yeah, the Bears are, from ownership down, what we have been struggling and fighting against, you know, for our entire lives. And now that's the Bears. Ownership is terrible. Management is terrible. The coaching staff is terrible. The players don't like the coaching. The players don't like anything. Caleb,
they don't seem to like the quarterback. I tell you that.
We are watching. Oh, did you see the clip of the offensive line didn't even pick him up off the field after he was speared to death? I've seen that
happen in other places.
It's a bad situation in Chicago. And we are watching in real time an entire organization fail their quarterback by not giving him the structure and the coaching that he needs to succeed. And we've seen it all too many times in Washington and across the league in other organizations. And we're watching it in Chicago. And I don't think there's anything Caleb can even do. You know, he's there with the guys that they have put to surround him. Terrible head coach. And now they just fire the offensive coordinator. It should have been fired, but fired the offensive coordinator halfway through the season. They did not give him an offensive line. And DJ Moore looks like he'd rather be anywhere else than in Chicago. It is a dire, dire, dire situation right now out there.
They've been broken since the Hail Mary, honestly. We are talking with our friend Eric Nathan, Little Nate X, Barstool Nate. You can give him a follow on X and Instagram at Barstool Nate. To me, the job that I would find intriguing, now you do have ownership questions, undeniably, but I think you've got the only quarterback in the NFL, I believe, that's gone to Arrowhead and beat Mahomes in a playoff game, Joe Burrow. I wonder what the Bengals do with Zach Taylor. I wonder if that thing needs a refresh. If I was Kingsbury, that's the only job that would intrigue me. Mm-hmm. Does that seem fair?
I think the ownership question in Cincinnati has, you know, ever since, you know, Mike Brown is a terrible owner. Always the Brown
they don't
family
like to pay.
I mean, them messing up the Jamar Chase thing when the platform for what you need to pay based on Jefferson exists, you know what I mean? Like, that would give me pause.
That is a bad organization that has gotten lucky in the last couple years with Joe Burrow, but traditionally the Bengals are god-awful. Marvin Lewis was there for 15 years, did not win one single playoff game. They are a cheap organization. They are still run like the old days where the ownership oversteps and has too much control. I do not think that's a good situation for any head coach.
Astonishingly small scouting department. Like, it's like say these dudes are 20 deep, whatever the number is. I bet they're 60.
You have to change up all that. And that's the only way I'm going to leave him, Cliff. But the whole thing about it is, not worried about that. He's not going anywhere to this
season. He's not going anywhere before Thursday.
So I'm not worried about that at this point. I'm not worried about it throughout this year. We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Nate Dogg, specific to – well, I mean, let's start looking back at the Pittsburgh game.
Yeah.
They were right there. A number of little moments, little mistakes, made a mistake – added up to losing. What did you make of the Pittsburgh loss?
But I'm going to be so spot on in what I'm about to say. It's going to blow everybody's minds, and everybody knows it already. I'm just going to say it anyway. That was a game that we win 9 out of 10 times if the wide receivers catch the ball. And I'm not throwing the wide receivers under the bus, because I've used this example many times. You can't make a 68 overall guy in Madden become a 99 overall guy in Madden. We had so many opportunities to win that game if guys could just step up and be a number two wide receiver, and they cannot do it. There's been little specks here and there. Oh, good run after catch by Diami Brown. Oh, Noah Brown got open. But it just – they are not the guys, and we need a number two option to Terry, who is a perfect wide receiver, so badly. Zach Ertz. What is he doing out there just falling to the ground after every single catch? Or he catches the ball behind the sticks. He doesn't pick up any yards after contact. And then he drops maybe the most important ball of the game. And that's how we lose. Like, good teams with all the depth necessary to win games win that game. And I think it shows that Jaden has been working miracles out there. It made me think he's more of an MVP after the loss because of what he's been able to do with the lack of talent surrounding him on the offense at the wide receiver and tight end positions. It was astonishing how poorly the wide receivers, besides Terry, played the entire game. It wasn't just one series or one drop. It was the entire game. And Jaden wasn't at his sharpest. I think he is still struggling with the rib injury, but it shouldn't have mattered. That was a very winnable game that they lost because, honestly, they just did not add a weapon at wide receiver. And that's part of being a rebuilding team, which we are. We are getting spoiled by this team being so good so soon in the rebuild that we have to remember that there's a reason that, you know, this was supposed to be a process. And one of those processes is getting talent at the wide receiver and tight end positions that we do not have right now.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you think the lack of the running game also hurt?
A little bit. I mean, obviously, Brian Robinson is one of the top backs in the game today, but that is not why we lost. We can win without him. We have won without him. He was a running back is way
they
more.
Beat the Giants without him.
Go ahead.
They beat the Giants without him.
I think that's a win. When I look at the scoreboard, that's a win to me. So what I'm saying is it's easier to replace a running back in the running game than it is to get a bad wide receiver to become a good wide receiver.
I agree with that, but there are some facts here that they've won 7 games with this receiving core, and when Robinson's out, they're 1-2.
That's because Jaden is a miracle worker. Jaden is such an elite quarterback, and he's so accurate that he can turn bad wide receivers into good wide receivers, but sometimes the carrot turns back into the pumpkin, and that's what we saw against the Steelers. When you play a very good defense like the Steelers, you need your bad wide receivers to overachieve, and they did not do that on Sunday, and that's why we lost.
You're putting that whole L on the receivers.
No, I'm putting it on just the fact that Ron Rivera was a terrible drafter over the last 5 seasons, and we're still recovering from that. And we have to accept that as a fan base, that as good as we look and as great as this team is, as good as all these guys have been playing all season, and I love where we're at as a team and a franchise and a fan base and everything. I think everything is in motion perfectly, and we are way ahead of where we all thought we would be at this time. But we have to remember, we also got set back 5 years by terrible scouting and terrible drafting, and this is just what happens when you play against a team like the Steelers. That kind of comes to light, right? Like, that shines more through when you play against the Steelers than the Giants. So, but when you watch that game back, which I sadly did, because I'm crazy, there's so many times it's like, oh my God, we're better than the Steelers. We can beat the Steelers. This was such a winnable game, and it's so annoying because it's just like, we don't lose this game next season because we will have all that cap room that we will spend in the offseason and another draft to rebuild this roster. It's just we aren't quite there yet.
Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here, and he is fired up. I don't think you're wrong specific to the Steelers. I think the Steelers might be really good, and everybody's kind of sleeping on them because not entirely convinced Russ has shed the alien that took over his brain, right? Mm-hmm. But Washington now has another really tough opponent coming up Thursday night, and there was a time where Philly seemed like a mess. Mm-hmm. Then they had their bye week. Now they've won 5 in a row, and Jalen Hurts is playing really good football.
True.
What do you think about Thursday night in Philly? What's your level of concern as the injuries keep stacking up in Washington?
Just one more thing, because Commander's Twitter hates St. Juice. Hates him. They want him dead. They want him stoned. They want him thrown in a river. Look, this guy is not Albert Haynesworth out there with a $100 million contract laying on the field doing nothing. He's a guy that has been thrown into a situation that he's not good enough to handle, but he's giving 150% on every play. Yeah, he's getting burned left and right, but that's what happens when you don't have a great corner playing where a great corner needs to be playing. But I don't hate the guy because he's doing everything and more that he can. And Commander's Twitter is just wringing him out to dry like he's like the biggest scapegoat and the reason we lost the game. That's not the reason we lost the game. There's many reasons we lost the game. He might be one of them, but he's not giving up on any play. Like, I don't understand the hatred for a guy who's been thrown into an impossible situation. Like, if you're not the guy, you're not the guy, but he is our best option because of the lack of depth at corner.
Of all the stuff, like, I was asked about the injuries and getting ready for Thursday night. I think Jeff does this too. I think you get too caught up in what people are saying on Twitter. Like, who cares? I think BSJ will be much better served when Lattimore gets on the field. He works hard. He's a really good young man. He's a total pro about taking ownership after losses and stuff.
Right. Like, but he's the man. And I know what you're saying. Who cares about Twitter? A lot of the fan base despises him, like absolutely despises him. And I got to stand up for him because I just don't think he's doing anything wrong out there. Like, maybe he's not a 99 overall guy. Sure. But, what's our next best option? There is none. So we just have to, you play the cards that are dealt.
Sure. But that I asked you if you were worried about the injuries in Thursday night. Now, what you're saying about St. Juice, I don't necessarily disagree with, but I'll ask again, are you worried about the injuries? And Thursday night's obviously a huge game with NFC East on the line.
Yeah, of course. It's a short week on the road. Our bye week isn't till week 14, which should be illegal. That is, I mean, the first bye week is week 5, and our bye week is week 14. We are a banged up team playing on Thursday on the road in Philly, a divisional game. It's the toughest game of the season, scheduling wise, injury wise, opponent wise, everything. The Ravens game that we played, that was a winnable game. The Steelers game that we just played, that was a winnable game. This is the most worried of any game on the schedule I've been because of everything that we've mentioned. I think it's a winnable game. I don't think the Eagles are heads and shoulders better than us. I think they've definitely, as you said, put it all together. You know, you're not hearing people in Philly yelling for the head coach to be fired quite this second. So, yeah, I think this is definitely our toughest game. And I love the resilience of the Commanders. I'm not saying that it's a scheduled loss or anything like that, but it's going to be tough. It's definitely going to be tough.
Do you think they can win without Brian Robinson?
Yes, I think the Commanders team is good enough to win any given game, even without Brian Robinson. I think the offensive line is a bunch of dogs who understand their assignments. I think that Cliff Kingsbury understands how to change the offense when you don't have your starting running back. And I think running backs in the NFL, as we know, are generally replaceable. And I'm not saying Brian Robinson is just any standard, like whatever throwaway running back, but I fully believe that when you're a good team like we are, you can win without Brian Robinson.
It's going to be a hell of a game. What do you do for that game? You're Mr. Healthy now. You don't go out to bars anymore. What will you do for a Thursday night game?
Yeah, so on Thursday night games, I'll come to work. I'll grind. I'll put the company on my shoulders. I'll go home. I'll eat some protein. I'll go to the gym. I'll shower. I'll eat more protein. And then I'll buckle in for the game. And that's basically my routine every day.
Nate's full of crap. He don't go to the bar because they, you know, like when you go to the ride the rides at the fair.
Yeah,
you gotta have a certain height. They don't let him in the bars anymore.
Get out of town, dude. I mean, they don't allow you at fairs because they check your ID and you're too old to be there.
Hey, I bet you I'll ride any ride you can't. You go ride the
merry. Should all go
ride the merry-go-round.
An amusement park. Why don't you come down to Philly and meet us, dude?
I'm just so busy on Thursday, you know.
Got to wear a lot of burgundy and gold so I can send people after you.
Got to do tests and tries on Thursday.
Man, Nate ain't lifting no weights, man.
Check out his Instagram.
He's showing you somebody else.
I don't think he's lifting weights like you once did, but he's lifted some weights. He's out there grinding. I'll give you a little credit, Nate, dog.
Thank you.
What are you weighing now?
Like almost 170.
Bang.
I've put on like 15 pounds of muscle this year. I might be the slot corner by the end of the season.
Good luck, man. Thank you for the time, Nate.
Later, dude.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you guys.
Eventually, one of these days, Barstool Nate is going to move back to the DMV. I can feel it.
He might.
He wants to come back. He's got a little nephew in town.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.